part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. Today's episode is brought to you by the Locked On MLB Prospects Podcast. If you're the type of baseball fan that can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have a podcast for you. The Locked On MLB Prospects Podcast is hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, and it's the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. So make sure to follow the Locked On MLB Prospects Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. In this episode, we are going to go over the Angels' loss on Tuesday, dive into why the Angels continue to lose games right now, give you some updates about injuries with the Angels, an announcement on a Shohei Ohtani start on Wednesday, and then we're going to dive into some of the, or I guess all of the defensive issues plaguing this Angels team this season. But before we get into the episode, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94. You can find the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Wednesday. Hope you are doing well. Unfortunately, have to bring bad news to you again for the Angels. They are just simply not playing good baseball right now. It has been a really, really rough time. So we're going to talk about the Angels game, another loss for them that moved them to 13-15 on the season. And then we're going to dive into one of the areas that I have not personally talked enough about on this podcast, and that's been the really, really bad defense for the Angels this year. So we're going to dive into all of this. But before we do get into that, there were a few things I wanted to pass along. First and foremost, I guess some positive news. Shohei Ohtani was announced as the starting pitcher for Wednesday's game. He was obviously scratched from his start on Monday due to elbow soreness after getting hit by a pitch in Sunday's game. So we are going to see him pitching tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. So despite everything that is going so poorly for the Angels right now, we do get to see Ohtani back on the mound tonight. So there is that. And another very positive piece of news for the Angels and really just the baseball world as a whole, minor league baseball is back. Tuesday was opening day for minor league baseball, and a lot of different teams played for the Angels, including the Inland Empire 66ers. We did not get to see the Rocket City Trash Pandas play their first game as an organization, got rained out, so we did not get to see Reed Detmers make his first start. But as a whole, I know I'm not the only one sharing this opinion, but it is very, very cool that minor league baseball is back. It was very jarring to not see it last year and to not have any sort of updates on minor league baseball. And if you follow my work, you know how much I admire minor league baseball and just the entire process of the minor league system as a whole and some of the great aspects it brings out in some of the players. With that being said, we're going to pivot over to this Angels game from Tuesday. And full disclosure, I'm recording this in the top of the ninth inning. The Angels are losing 8-3 right now. My assumption is they are not going to come back and win this game. And if they do, well, you're going to be listening to me backtracking live on this podcast. So it feels like it's kind of a win-win scenario for me. But yeah, this was a really bad game for the Angels, and there's not really any other way to put it. The defensive issues, which, like I said, we're going to talk more at length here in a little bit, was awful. It was just awful on Tuesday's game. They committed four errors. All of those errors ended up leading to some of the runs being scored in this game, and because the Angels put a couple of runs up on the board, if they did not commit those errors, this game likely would have been a lot closer. And quite frankly, just seeing the defense that was on display, it was almost like if you put the Yakety Sack song in the background for these plays, it would have fit perfectly because the Angels were just kicking the ball around. They were throwing it around. It was just it was a really bad game defensively for the Angels, and it took away from what was a pretty darn good start from Alex Cobb. Yes, he had some command issues. He walked five guys in the game, but he did well enough to possibly get himself a win in this game. Got a lot of swing and misses, especially on that split changeup. So he looked pretty good in this game. The bullpen, however, did not do super well. We saw Ben Rowan come in, allow two home runs to Austin Meadows, and it was just a bad game for the Angels. If there was some optimism from this game, it was Mike Trout doing what Mike Trout always does. And I will say, this was a pretty fun moment to see. The Rays, as analytical as they are one of the teams, a few teams in baseball, that utilizes a four-man outfield at times. And they use this for guys who generally hit the ball in the air a lot. I don't think it's happened against Mike Trout so far in his career. I could be wrong on this, but the Rays implemented it. And how did Mike Trout respond? Well, instead of hitting the ball to one of those four outfielders, he just decided to hit it over all of them and hit it into the stands in left field for his eighth home run of the year. So again, despite everything that's going on with the Angels in terms of their really bad team performance as of late, Mike Trout is still continuing to amaze. He is still the best player in baseball. And until he proves otherwise, I mean, that's not going to go away. I mean, it almost feels like right now, nature's healing right now. The Angels are a few games under 500, and Mike Trout is leading the sport in wins above replacement with 2.5, and he's leading all hitters with his 260 weighted runs created plus. So that's about all of the positive news from the Angels game, and there was one piece of news I wanted to pass along as well. Justin Upton left the game early with a left knee contusion. If that sounds familiar, it's because it happened the night before in a similar situation where Anthony Rendon fouled a ball off his leg. And luckily, that was the extent of the injury news. It doesn't sound like Rendon is going to miss significant time. We're not quite sure about Upton. I would assume it's not going to be as serious either, but that's something that's worth monitoring as the days come along. But as a whole, Tuesday was not a great day for the Angels. Another loss, and just putting themselves in a really bad spot in what is a just a bad stretch for the Angels. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Angels' defensive woes. But first, let me tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar on the market right now. The new and improved Built Bar has a ton of amazing new flavors, including 6 new amazing flavors such as mint brownie and salted caramel. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy as well. Most of the flavors have tons of protein, low calories, low sugar, and they are just delicious as a whole. So if you go to BuiltBar.com today and use the promo code LOCKEDON15, you'll get 15% off your first order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today, rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a conversation piece. They are the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. So let's dive back into a conversation about the Angels. And I will fully admit that I have definitely not spent enough time talking about the Angels' defensive issues. And this is not some new development for the Angels. This was a problem for the team last year as well. And as much time as we spend talking about the Angels' pitching issues, the defensive issues are not helping matters whatsoever. Now, looking at the construction of this team and where the issues are, it's kind of all over the place. You kind of see it happen in multiple different areas. Generally, at least last year, the Angels' outfield defense was the worst in the majors by far. But we're starting to see some bad defense kind of all around the team this year. And that's come behind the plate. We've seen Jose Iglesias make a couple of really bad plays. We've even seen David Fletcher make a few bad plays. But as a whole, this Angels team is really, really struggling. And it goes beyond just the MLB-leading 29 errors that they've committed. Going into Tuesday's game, Angels defenders had the second-worst defensive run saved in the sport. Their ultimate zone rating was in the bottom five. So these are looking at numbers that are looking at range. They're looking at how many baseballs you get to and how many errors that you're committing. It's definitely not a good sign that the Angels, who are near the top of the leaderboard in strikeouts, are also committing the most errors in baseball, because if there are fewer baseballs that are in play, you would expect that the Angels would be making fewer errors than most teams, but that's not the case. So this Angels defense has been really bad, and it is quite the stark contrast from what new Angels GM Perry Manassian was really preaching over the offseason. One of the first things that he really talked about, really hammered home, was it wasn't just about trying to improve the pitching staff. It was also about trying to improve a defense that was just awful last year. And early returns on that are not very good. The Angels are near the bottom of the list, like I mentioned, in every meaningful category when it comes to defense. And this is a cause for concern, because with the Angels' pitching problems, there was a scenario where the Angels maybe could have put out a competent pitching staff if they had a really good defense behind them. That was not that hard to possibly envision. But when the Angels are committing errors at an astronomical rate, I mean, they are, I believe, nine errors past the next closest team. That's just putting more runners on base. That's creating more opportunities for Angels pitchers to allow runs, and that is just not what you want to see. So you talk about this Angels team and the construction of where they're at right now. It's not a good combination. And do I think this is going to last? I'm not sure. They were bad last year, but some of the names on this roster, I mean, I think Jose Iglesias is going to turn it around. I think he'll be fine. I think Fletcher at second base is going to be fine. I think Anthony Rendon is going to be fine. But for the rest of the positions, I'm not quite sure. Catching was definitely going to be an issue. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I am a pretty big Max Stassi fan, but in terms of the running game and blocking baseballs and stuff, the tandem of him and Kurt Suzuki behind home plate is not particularly good. And then the corner outfield positions, that is definitely something that is in flux right now. So this is a problem. It's something to monitor as the season goes along. And there is one final point and layer to all of this, and that is the Angels and their shifting. So if you've noticed this year, I mean, the Angels are a fairly aggressive team when it comes to shifting, but that's not some new surprise. Most teams do that. But the Angels, when they've shifted this year, have actually seen worse results on the field. And I actually do not have the stats pulled up in front of me, but I was kind of digging through this prior to the game on Tuesday, and the Angels had one of the worst batting averages, on-base percentages, slugging percentages when they had their defense in a shift. And that's a problem. And maybe it's small sample size, maybe it's random noise, but they did have some issues last year as well. So it kind of begs the question of, is this a fluke? Is it a small sample size? Or is this something that the Angels are just not doing well enough? They're not game planning for. So that's just another layer to all of this. Look, the Angels have a lot of problems right now, and the defense is something that we're starting to talk about a little bit more. Hopefully, it can clean itself up, because if that gets a little bit better, it makes the pitching issue, while it's still important, if you can start creating more outs, if you can start turning these errors, turning these into outs instead, that's going to go a long way in helping the pitching staff. But right now, this Angels defense has been a major problem for this club. So we're going to take one final break before we get out of here. But first, let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all of the action at Bet Online. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting news, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all of the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. So make sure to head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. Just head over to betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get all of the sports news that you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Your host, Peter Bukowski, updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So make sure to follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. So let's wrap up here today. It's been a tough time for the Angels. They're two games under 500, even after a very strong start to the season. They started the season 7-3. There was some optimism about the way the team was playing. It seemed like things were kind of clicking and they were maybe trending in the right direction. And right now, I mean, we can't sugarcoat it. It has been a rough go recently. Hopefully things pick up. It is a tough schedule, as we talked about a few days ago. So it's not going to be easy, but the Angels definitely need to turn it around right now, or it's going to get even rougher than it's been recently. If there's some optimism, Shohei Ohtani is on the mound tonight against the Rays. That is definitely something you're going to want to watch. As always, it's unclear if he's going to be in the lineup as well, but regardless, should be a lot of fun. But I believe that's all I've got for today's episode. So as always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there, and we will talk some Angels baseball on Thursday.